Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Uisce Éireann has announced a six-week-long hosepipe ban to be introduced from next Tuesday in three parts of the country because of historically low water levels. It raises the questions as to whether we should think locally when planting, and got us to thinking, what if we only had the kind of plants in our garden that don't require constant sprinkling and hosing down? Pora Corkin, horticulturist, garden expert and owner of Horkin's Garden Centre, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Pora. How are you?
Good morning, Philip, from a beautiful, sunny and warm Mayo. It's absolutely gorgeous here.
Oh, glad to hear that you're getting the weather on the west side of the island that you so richly deserve.
Absolutely.
Pora, before we get into choice of plants, might it be the case that people are just using the hose pipes a little bit too liberally anyway, because it's quite a pleasurable thing to do, to stand there and just spray water around the place?
And there's absolutely no need for it at the moment, Philip, because if you remember, we've had a dry period in March, followed by some warm weather, but then we had quite a bit of rain and followed by this quite warm period at the moment. So there's a storage of water. The soil is holding a huge amount of water in the ground at the moment. And most plants have just come into leaf in the last 10 days, the last 14 days. So they're just actively growing at the moment. So for established trees and shrubs and hedging plants and roses and all the common garden plants, there is absolutely no need to water them. Unless you've got them in pots or containers, then certainly keep an eye on them. Okay. But for most established plants that are planted last year or last autumn or in the early spring, they're perfectly fine. There's no need to be getting the hose out. Your lawn, for example, I mean, the lawn is one of the first areas that will tell us when water shortages are apparent in the garden, because the lawn will go yellow, it'll go discoloured. But if you leave it alone, within a couple of weeks, as soon as we get a drop of rain, the lawn pops back up again. So at the moment, unless you've planted something, say, in the last 6 weeks, maybe some vegetable plants or tomato plants in a greenhouse, you're watering those about once a week at this time of year, at most.
Stick with the lawn for a second now.
Yeah.
Might there be choice of grasses with deeper tap roots that would be more appropriate for providing that little bit of green cover that we all like through those periods of drought?
Absolutely. And generally when you buy a mixture of lawn seeds within your local garden centre, they're generally a blend. It's like tea, Philip. It's a mixture of different blends of seeds that make up the mixture. So it's not one species of grass, one variety of grass within the mix. It tends to be a blend of different mixes. And generally speaking, a number two lawn seed, like green velvet, is a blend of five different grasses, which are slow growing. They give you that lovely rich green colour, as the name suggests, but they're also tolerant of drier periods. So they tend to be better.
Okay.
But it takes an exceptional summer. I mean, you know, we generally don't see, maybe on the East Coast, in parts of Dublin, you might get a short period in a really warm summer where the lawn goes brown. But we don't see it here in the west of Ireland, I can tell you that much, or very, very seldom.
All right.
And even if we get dry period, Philip, there is no need to water the grass, because the grass will come back. It may go brown for a couple of weeks, but it's going to come back
again. It will absolutely come back.
Absolutely.
And I also just looked at the date. It's the 2nd of May, so we should
Correct.
Be leaving those lawns unmown throughout the course of the next couple of weeks and into the summer for the pollinators.
And that's a very good point. If you leave your lawn a little bit longer, it doesn't lose as much moisture. Because if you cut it bare, the sun is getting at the soil. Whereas if you leave it that little bit longer, maybe an inch and a half or 2 inches, and let the dandelions flower, it'll do so much.
Onto the choice of plants here now.
Yes.
Surely the decision is in the name of the plant, it has occurred to me. Like where you are planting hydrangea, that would suggest they need a lot of water. Where you are planting New Zealand ferns, again, the clue is in the name. They belong in a rainforest in New Zealand and not in Ireland.
Yeah, so plants like ferns, hydrangeas. Hydrangeas, typically the hydro in the name means that they do require quite a bit of water. But they tend to need the water, Philip, when they're flowering. So plants, when they're in bloom during the summer months in July, August, September, are using twice as much moisture as they are during the spring months. So producing leaf colour doesn't cost as much to the plant in terms of water as does the bloom. So you can imagine the big heavy blooms on a hydrangea in June, July and August. It needs more water then. So if we do get a dry period, then certainly they may need some watering. But again, it goes back to an exceptional year that you have to water.
Well, I don't think we need to fear that now, as we know it's going to rain solidly throughout June, July and August.
Yeah.
But presuming that if it didn't, what is the advantage, or is there one to be had, from spreading a bit of mulch over your flower beds?
100%. I mean, I'm looking out at my own garden at the moment, and back in February, I covered all the beds with a layer of bark mulch, fine bark mulch, about 2 inches. And if I scrape it back, the moisture is there right at the top of the surface of the soil. So the bark acts as a weed suppressant, but more importantly, it conserves the moisture as well, because it's stopping the sunlight getting to the soil. Hence, it prevents the germination of weeds, but also it prevents the loss of moisture. So mulching beds with bark mulch or mushroom compost not only gives you fantastic weed control, it looks very pretty, but also it conserves moisture. So it's a really good idea, particularly around plants like hydrangeas. Hostas love the moisture as well, as stilbes. There are certain arum lilies. They love a nice moisture retentive soil, so mulching them is a really good idea, and it's not too late. It's a perfect time. This long bank holiday.
Did you in Mayo do that to suppress weeds or to preserve moisture?
No, you know the answer to that question.
I know it sounds like the most stupid question ever, and it probably is.
No, primarily I do it simply in February to suppress the weed growth, to save the need for hoeing. Because I have quite a large garden, so it cuts back on the work that I have to do. And aesthetically, it looks very pretty, but it will have the added benefit if we do get a dry summer, that the moisture is conserved within the soil. You're keeping the sunlight off the soil. But the main point I'd make, Philip, is that focus the watering on newly planted plants. Focus the watering on plants in tubs and containers. You can recycle water as well from your kitchen sink. Even if there's a little bit of detergent, washing up liquid is perfectly fine on plants. If anything, it does them good because it washes the bugs off the leaves. So use recycled water and install a water butt on your garage off the downpipe. It's rainwater.
There's
fantastic.
A huge amount of water to be collected.
No excuses.
Off our roofs. All right.
Yes.
Pádraig Corcoran, thank you very much for joining us with those suggestions this morning. It's just gone 11 o'clock.